Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is March 17, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Integral partners with Western Union to provide FX technology solutions. Amazon plans to open Checkout's free store in UK. Safaricom waives charges for M-Pesa users. Apple fined US$1.2 billion by French antitrust regulator. 7-Eleven, Arcus to initiate fintech payment solutions in LATAM. BigPay joins Do It Now ecosystem. Starbucks reveals to go service while closing US, Canada dining areas. The Papers launches Who's Who in Payments 2020 complete overview of the key payment providers. New instant payment networks launch from Aruba to Hungary. Easing recurring collections for tech-averse SMBs. Now let's get started. Integral partners with Western Union to provide FX technology solutions. US-based fintech Integral has partnered with Western Union to employ FX risk management technology across Western Union Business Solutions platform. The Western Union Business Solutions will deploy Integral Bank FX across its risk management workflow. The platform offers Woo Business Solutions automation and customization, including an increased level of control of approximately 10,000 currency pairs available on its system, delivering an EFX service to its clients. Integral is a fintech company providing foreign exchange trading solutions. The company provides a cloud-based EFX platform for FX institutions combining features for liquidity management, pricing, distribution and risk management. Amazon plans to open Checkout's free store in UK. Amazon has announced hopes to transform another sector of the UK retail market by bringing a Checkout-free food store to the country. Later in 2020, the US-based retailer is expected to open an Amazon Go site in the UK, more than 2 years after its first automated outlet opened in Washington. At Amazon Go in the US, shoppers gain access by scanning their phone, with the Amazon Go app open, at the store's entry gate. A series of cameras and sensors automatically log anything picked up in store to a shopper's Amazon online basket. Moreover, customers' Amazon accounts are then billed when they leave the shop. As per Amazon, food is one of its key target markets in the UK, where it already operates 7 grocery stores through Whole Foods Market, which it bought in 2017. It also delivers groceries via its Fresh service as well as to Prime subscribers. Safaricom waives charges for M-Pesa users. Safaricom has decided to waive charges for M-Pesa, so the mobile money service will now pay zero fees for transfers below US$10. Safaricom, the owner of the mobile payment platform, said all person-to-person transactions below the mark will be free for the next 90 days, 3 months, for its about 27 million monthly active subscribers. The decision also follows a meeting between Safaricom and Central Bank of Kenya Governor Patrick Njoroge, together with other industry players. The dialogue was focused on the evolving situation around the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. Following the meeting, CBK approved the increase of daily M-Pesa transaction limits from the current US$700 to US$1,500 specifically to support SMEs. In addition, Kenyans will be able to transfer up to $3,000 up from the current limit of $1,400 and hold up to $3,000 in their M-Pesa wallets. Apple fined $1.2 billion by French antitrust regulator. France's competition watchdog has fined iPhone maker Apple $1.23 billion, saying it was guilty of anti-competitive behavior towards its distribution and retail network, according to Reuters. In its decision, the French regulator said Apple imposed prices on retail premium resellers so that the prices were aligned with those charged by the US-based company in its own shops, or on the internet. Furthermore, the French authority declared that Apple's two wholesalers in France fully followed the US company's instructions on how to allocate its products to customers, instead of freely determining their commercial policy. As a result, the two wholesalers, Tech Data and Ingram Micro, were fined €76 million and €63 respectively, the authority said. Tech Data had no immediate comment to make and Ingram Micro could not immediately be reached, Reuters added. The fine comes at a time of heightened scrutiny on U.S. tech companies by European regulators, who have been delving into the large company's powerful market position, the tax they pay, and how they protect consumers' privacy. Apple said it would appeal the watchdog's ruling, which it said was at odds with legal precedent in France. Seven-Eleven, Arcus to initiate fintech payment solutions in LATAM. Arcus Fintech as a service platform has been adopted by 7-Eleven to power integrated payment experiences for Latin American customers paying with cash. The 7-Eleven app, powered by Arcus Payments and Cash to Digital Solutions, serves as a full-service bill payment center, supporting customers using cash with a way to manage their payments. With one trip to their local 7-Eleven store, app users can keep track of their payment history, set reminders, and pay their bills in less than 60 seconds, according to the official press release. The app is available for download for Latin American customers via the Google Play Store or iTunes App Store. Consumers can begin paying bills immediately by creating an account, adding a bill, showing the 7-Eleven cashier the barcode generated on their smartphone and telling them the amount to pay, and providing cash for payment. The user will be provided with a receipt as proof of payment. Most payments are posted to the account within 3 business days, though many billers post payments the next business day. 7-Eleven is a large chain in the convenience retailing industry. Based in Irving, Texas, 7-Eleven operates, franchises and/or licenses more than 70,000 stores in 17 countries, including 11,800 in North America. Big Pay joins DoItNow ecosystem. Big Pay has announced its participation in the DoItNow ecosystem operated by Payments Network Malaysia, PayNet. This means that Big Pay users will soon be able to use DoItNow for instant domestic money transfers. In addition, Big Pay customers will be able to use DoItNow QR, Malaysia's national QR code standard, for payments at merchants. DoItNow QR is Malaysia's national QR code standard established under Bank Negara Malaysia's Interoperable Credit Transfer Framework (ICTF) that will work for everyone in Malaysia. In short, merchants will only need to show one interoperable DoItNow QR code and customers will be able to freely choose their preferred mobile payment method. While the Big Pay card allows its users to pay at POS terminals, withdraw money from ATMs, both in Malaysia and abroad, Big Pay users will now have the choice to pay directly with their app using DoItNow QR. Big Pay is expected to go live on DoItNow later this year and will be an early adopter of new payment functionality under Phase 2 of DoItNow, DoItNow 2.0, encompassing request to pay, real-time debits and debit consents on file. 7-Eleven reveals to-go service, while closing US, Canada dining areas. 7-Eleven has revealed it is implementing a to-go-only service model in its U.S. and Canadian locations, aiming to help contain the COVID-19 virus. The company believes that the situation with COVID-19 is extremely dynamic, and the decision came as they want to make the proactive decisions necessary to protect their partners, customers, and communities. Also, representatives of Starbucks mentioned that what is to be expected is a pause of the use of all seating, including both the cafe and patio areas. Customers can still walk up and order at the counter through the order ahead feature in the Starbucks app, via the drive-thru and use delivery. Each store will have a modified condiment bar. There may be modified order ahead handoff areas on a store-by-store basis. Temporary closures for company-owned stores in high social gathering locations, such as malls and university campuses. Temporary store closures or reduced operating hours in communities with high clusters of COVID-19 cases. The papers launches Who's Who in Payments 2020 complete overview of the key payment providers. The papers has launched a new report titled Who's Who in Payments complete overview of the key payment providers, encompassing key trends in the payments space. Structured in 5 parts and enclosing a concise glossary as well, this report describes the global payment solutions provider space today, defines the capabilities offered by the different participants in the ecosystem, and presents the dynamics of this space constantly shaped by innovation and consolidation. The first edition of the report tackles some of the key trends that are relevant for merchants, payments professionals, and not only such as the size of the e-commerce market and the development of the payments ecosystem, the latest innovation in payments and essential trends to watch, the payment landscape of 2020, the M&A activity in the payments space, and more. These topics prove to be very relevant in mapping today's payments ecosystem, as they can help determine the most successful path and the right partners. The report's highlights overview of today's payments industry, an insightful article on the size of the payments and commerce market, an extensive review of the development of the payments ecosystem industry dynamics, M&As and the consolidation of the payments ecosystem, an article on mergers and acquisitions in the payments industry from 2019 to 2020, an infographic on strategic and financial buys in the payments industry, insights from Aquistone Partners Europe on how private equity will drive payments consolidation in 2020, startups to watch in 2020, interview with WL Payments on their products, value proposition, and key customers, choosing the right payments partner, best practices from Catherine Tong and Rossini Zumwalt from STRAT Granat, infographic of solution providers in the payment ecosystem, mapping of solution providers capabilities in the payment ecosystem, payment service providers, payout solution providers, payment software providers, banking and payments providers, in-depth company profiles outlining key players in the global online payments space. Considering the diversity of this ecosystem, it can be difficult to gain insights regarding this space. Therefore, we decided to publish this comprehensive overview so that our readers get a better understanding of the diverse players from all over the globe. Whether our readers' purpose is to select a payments service provider to serve their needs, compare several PSPs in order to make an informed decision, or simply stay up to date with the latest initiatives in the field, Who's Who in Payments complete overview of the key payment providers is a must-read for the industry. New instant payment networks launch, from Aruba to Hungary. Speed drives innovation, particularly in payments. In this week's look at Payment Rails Innovation, PYMNTS finds a slew of new markets around the world adopting entirely new payment networks that can support their demand for real-time transactions. While some geographies have opted to collaborate with the private sector to develop their own national instant payment networks, others are adopting solutions like RippleNet and SwiftGPI to modernize their banks' capabilities. Explore all of the latest initiatives below. Hungary welcomes instant payments. Hungary announced earlier this month that its new instant payments system is now live across banks in the nation. According to Hungary Today reports, Gyro, Hungary's clearinghouse, announced it went live on the network using Net's real-time 24/7 platform. Bank transfers of up to $320,000 can be completed within 5 seconds regardless of time or day, with users also able to wield their email or phone number as a secondary form of identification. Curaçao takes steps toward instant payments. The island nation of Curaçao is also taking measures to adopt real-time payments, with reports recently noting that its central bank has contracted a Quens Worldline to develop an instant payments capability on the nation's existing clearing and settlement system, according to IBS Intelligence. Curaçao is planning the rollout in stages, with Phase 1 the building of the infrastructure, and Phase 2 actual adoption of the instant payments scheme for peer-to-peer, person-to-business, and person-to-government transactions rolling out first. Aruba moves to real-time. Aruba's central bank has facilitated the adoption of instant payments by all banks in the country through its use of the Clearing and Settlement Mechanism, IPCSM, an announcement from the island nation said. Led by the central bank, CBA, Aruba has now entirely moved off of batch payments to real-time settlement and clearing for all interbank payments that originate in Aruba. Like Curaçao, Aruba collaborated with the Quens Worldline to ease the transition to real-time processes, the CBA noted. UAE taps Ripple for global payments. The United Arab Emirates National Bank of Fujairah recently announced a partnership with Ripple to adopt cross-border payments capabilities using RippleNet, the latest financial institution looking to explore alternatives to traditional payment rails. The bank isn't the only entity embracing blockchain, though. The NBF's announcement came in the same week a new report from Wipro Limited revealed payments to be one of the main focuses for businesses around the world that have deployed their own blockchain initiatives, along with supply chain, finance, and trading. Qatar embraces Swift GPI. As the first Islamic bank in Qatar to adopt Swift GPI, Qatar International Islamic Bank (QIIB) is embracing the cross-border payments technology in an effort to promote modernization. Reports in the Peninsula Qatar said QIIB's GPI adoption plans highlighted the ability for banks and users to trace the progress of a transaction in real time as a particularly valuable component of the payment system, with transparency in foreign transaction and other fees also key to adoption. As its own independent network, GPI is also embracing integration into other existing rails, including those built via blockchain. Terra Pay lands investment to connect FIS across networks. As a company that aims to improve existing payment infrastructure through new technologies, Terra Pay recently announced that a consortium of investors invested $9.6 million into the company as it seeks to expand operations. Prime Ventures, Partech Africa and management all acquired the company, while they also all joined IFC to invest $9.6 million. Terra Pay offers a unified platform upon which financial institutions, MTO global money transfer providers, mobile money networks and others can all exchange money with each other regardless of the financial network in which they are already integrated. iSign this adds instant SEPA payments. Identify verification and payment authentication solution provider iSign this recently announced its ability to process SEPA instant payments, noting it is now the first authorized institution under the Central Bank of Cyprus to support SEPA instant payment processing for its users. The adoption means the company can facilitate instant P2P, B2B and other payment scenarios in real time for transactions within the European Economic Area wielding the SEPA payment system. Transactions as large as €15,000 can be moved from one bank account to another in 10 seconds or less, iSign this said. Easing recurring collections for Techiverse SMBs. Small businesses, particularly those launched by younger entrepreneurs, are often assumed to be a key driver of B2B fintech innovation as business owners seek sophisticated, automated technologies to run their businesses. While user experience is key, these tools must also be agile enough to rise to small to medium-sized businesses, SMBs, digital native foundations. Yet this assumption, according to Jason Palankich, CEO of Invoya, fails to take into account the millions of SMBs throughout rural America, where many business owners, even millennial entrepreneurs, simply aren't interested in complex technological solutions. At the same time, as more SMBs experiment with the subscription revenue business model, the need for tools that can support their recurring invoicing and collections processes in an automated way is on the rise. Striking a balance between simplicity and agile technology has been a struggle for many payments firms looking to meet the collection's needs of SMBs in areas beyond the biggest urban markets, Palankich recently told PYMNTS in an interview. But when platforms can promote automation without adding complexity to the user experience, these technologies will be able to find traction within SMBs everywhere. SMBs Technology Challenge. Envoya, which recently announced a rebrand and shift of its focus onto the recurring payments collections arena, has learned a lot about its SMB users since first launching as a tool for restaurants and bars to allow patrons to pay their bills on their mobile phones, said Palankich. One of the biggest lessons would perhaps come as a surprise to many in the SMB fintech space. We learned that a lot of small business owners in this day and age are not tech savvy at all, he said, adding that even millennial-run SMBs can struggle. They have a hard time using online banking. And this is across industries, whether law, healthcare. These are educated people who do not know technology or business, and yet they're in business and making lots of money. According to Palankich, much of the assumption around SMBs' digitization expertise comes from startups in metropolitan areas. But in rural Alabama, where many of Envoya's users are based, SMBs are representative of the needs of millions of smaller firms outside of those urban areas. That lack of technological and business expertise can have profound impacts on the way they manage their company finances. That has been one of the biggest surprises. A lot of our customers had no robust accounting, he added. They weren't reconciling their books on a monthly basis, they weren't closing out accounts. It's kind of scary. Embracing simplicity. A lack of adequate accounting and financial management tools and practices can be detrimental to any business, but as more SMBs explore opportunities in the recurring revenue model, the need to obtain greater control over and visibility into cash flows is of paramount importance. This is especially true for SMBs that would not normally operate in a subscription model, with Palankich pointing to the home improvement market as one particularly unexpected participant in this space as local companies like lawn mowers, electricians, plumbers and more make the shift to subscription offerings. As they make this shift, what's key to collecting payment is simplicity, he said. For Envoya, that means offering payment acceptance through any kind of credit card, and only credit card. SMBs were struggling to manage their use and integration of an array of payment rails and networks, from Venmo to ACH, many of which don't offer recurring payment functionality. Paring down functionality to one payment method is most effective for these users, noted Palankich. Even adding bank transfer capabilities was too much added complexity for many business clients, he said, explaining that Envoya has recently hidden that direct bank transfer functionality without any SMB users asking for it back. We had rolled out the checking account feature, but no one ever used it, he said, adding that payers will often find it too burdensome to figure out their bank account and routing numbers, and then endure their bank's multi-factor authentication process, to choose bank transfers over card payments. For the SMBs themselves, Envoya is also focusing on simplifying the process through which owners manage the data from their incoming payments for accounting and reporting purposes, with the platform allowing for file export so SMBs can send that information off to their accountants. Moving forward, Palankich said there will also be data integrations with back-office platforms like QuickBooks and Xero. It's all about designing a user face that strips away unnecessary and unwanted features, and prioritizes ease of use, to meet the collection's needs of SMBs outside of the major cities. These folks really don't want to spend any time getting paid, he said. They're focused on running their business, they want this to be more automatic. They just want this to be simple and easy. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.